Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Writers Guild of America announced yesterday that it had reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios that would bring an end to the 146-day strike. Now that a deal with the writers has been tentatively agreed upon, the studios can turn their attention toward cutting a deal with the Actors Union to end the Hollywood labor shortage. SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents striking actors last night, congratulated the WGA for reaching a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Unifor, said its members ratified a new agreement with Ford yesterday, which covers more than 5,600 workers. Here in the United States, a United Auto Workers strike against the big three domestic automakers comes at a volatile time in American politics. President Biden announced last week he will be joining the picket line tomorrow and stand with UAW workers. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is scheduled to give a primetime speech in Detroit on Wednesday in a room filled with blue-collar workers, counter-programming the second GOP presidential debate and separately meeting with striking auto workers. Senator Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, faces calls to resign after being indicted on bribery charges last week. Menendez, who was indicted alongside his wife Nadine, has refused to resign and says he is not going anywhere, end quote. Prosecutors are accusing Menendez and his wife of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes, in cash, gold, lavish gifts, and other expenses in exchange for using his power to benefit three New Jersey businessmen. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, along with nearly all of New Jersey's Democrat House delegation, has called on Menendez to resign. Otherwise known as the Day of Atonement, today is Yom Kippur. We are USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States is about to enter its 22nd government shutdown in the last 50 years, with Congress facing a Saturday deadline to pass appropriations bills to fund the government. If the government was to shut down, non-essential federal functions are suspended. Health programs, Social Security, Medicare, SNAP benefits, Food and Drug Administration inspections, and small business loans would be affected. Samples from an asteroid a while back have returned to Utah.
Samples from the asteroid Bennu, captured 3 years ago, are headed back to Earth on the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. NASA's Melissa Morris says the mission has already achieved so much.
It's the first U.S. mission to return samples from an asteroid, and that sample mass collected is the largest from beyond the orbit of the moon.
The rocks and dust will land in a return capsule in the Utah desert on Sunday morning, completing the seven-year mission. NASA says it will offer generations of scientists a window into the time when the sun and planets were forming around 4.5 billion years ago. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Homeland Security officials have announced the number of migrants illegally crossing into the United States has risen since the start of September. Border Patrol is reporting thousands of illegal immigrants were encountered on Sunday. New policies put in place by the Biden administration in May, which initially kept the numbers low, may be having less of an impact now. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. This is what we're living with in Joe Biden's America today. You get 10 years in prison for a meme, 17 years in prison for removing part of a metal temporary fence, 18 months in prison for throwing a Molotov cocktail into a police car in the middle of New York City. If you're a January 6th protester, no deaths except unarmed Trump supporters, barely any damage. It lasted 3 hours. Thousands have been prosecuted. Not one charge was dropped. Now compare that to the BLM riots. 700 officers injured, $2 billion in damages. It lasted for months. 2,000 felony arrests dropped. Now, if you vandalize, destroy, and firebomb a pro-life clinic, no one even tries to prosecute you. Stand, pray, and hand out literature in front of an abortion clinic and face up to 11 years in prison. This is Joe Biden's America, ladies and gentlemen, where justice is handed down based not on the crime, but based solely on the allegiance to the party in power. Jim Harden joins us now. Jim is a pastor and founder of Compass Care, president and CEO of Compass Care, expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health. Jim, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's an honor to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I thought it would be important to kind of put in context the America that we live in today. You and I, as believers, as readers of the Word, have been warned repeatedly in the Old Testament that there would be those days when that which is right would be wrong, that which is evil, good, good, evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And this is today's America, and this is only the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it is only the beginning. And the reason I say that is because, you know, Jesus Christ talked about it. The Apostle Paul talked about it. Things are going to proceed from bad to worse, the Apostle Paul said. And you've got this upside down kind of world that where good is called evil. Mm-hmm. You know, like pro-life people are called wicked. Pro-life people are, you know, identified by the Biden administration and other kind of pro-abortion Antifa groups as enslavers. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that are harming women. They're identifying us as terrorists. We've got the Department of Homeland Security that identified, you know, pro-life mothers as potential domestic terror threats. We've got the FBI and the DOJ unequally enforcing the FACE Act, specifically targeting peaceful, by the way, pro-life people. We're being targeted for, you know, a lack of equal enforcement of the law. The violations of our 14th Amendment rights of equal protection under the law. We're being targeted for, violations of First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We are being attacked. There is an all-out war on pro-life Christians. And I say Christians because most people who take a stand for what is right in this country today are Christians. They understand.
Because we're the ones that know the difference, Jim. And you see, the thing is that we're coming to that day when, guess what? They're going to get what they want. Christians will no longer be here. And then it's going to really be all unto them. It will be their body. It will be their choice. It will be death abounding, because the whole concept and compassion for life will be missing in its totality.
Yeah, and the logical conclusion of the efforts of the Biden administration and pro-abortion zealots is the ultimate undermining and destruction of all human dignity.
Exactly.
And the primary core value that's being pursued right now in our country is the core value of autonomy. And put it another way, the core value of giving me whatever I want. And there is no civilized order. There is no governmental system that can maintain civilized order when that is the primary core value of society.
Well, communists and Marxists, socialists have made that promise time and again. And to your point, the track record is clear. The evidence is empirical. They cannot fulfill their promise. And the bottom line of all this is, you know, while Christians are here, we're standing in the gap trying to save as many people as we can, especially the innocents that have no choice in this. It's not their fault that their parents decided, to hook up with the wrong person or whatever other excuse they want to use. But because they're the mother and the father of the child made a bad choice, then the Democratic Party says, well, easily handled. You just exterminate that child. You just murder that child. Get rid of it. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Jim, on one hand, you know, for Christians, we could say, you know what? It's not our battle. You know, why are we fighting this? You know, you say it's your body, your choice, but you forget the third part. It's your responsibility. You see, but what you want to do and what the government wants to do in order to get votes is they want you to buy into this lie that it's not your responsibility, that somehow it's America's responsibility. No, the death of America's babies in the womb lies at the doorstep of these pro-abortionists. And there's people on both sides. You know, it's all sides. It's equal opportunity. Certainly, there's the Democratic Party that single-handedly has promoted this. They have gotten votes, in order to get reelected. They've promoted this, but they're lying to these young girls. Somebody needs to talk to these young girls to say, look it, you need to get educated. You need to understand what your identity in Christ is. Why Christ would come and die on the cross for you so that you could give away your innocence to some guy. I mean, look it, if you're, you know, it's like, don't be stupid. If you're going to go ahead and throw away your innocence, at least go find a Jeff Bezos. Go find somebody who's got lots of money that can maybe educate you after you deliver the baby, or maybe not, or have some sort of conscience to do so, instead of finding these idiots on the street that could care less, that just use and abuse you, roll you over, and then leave you worse off than where you began, and then there's no future, no education, and you're more stupid than where you began with. And then on top of that, you got to carry with you, and this is where the rub really comes in. You've got to carry with you until the day you die that you murdered your child. That's the truth.
That is the truth. And, you know, women implicitly understand this. And, you know, even chemical abortion brings it home a lot faster, because in chemical abortion, you can't cover it over. They're making every woman's bathroom an abortion clinic.
Exactly.
You know, so women see what the results of their abortion instantaneously, and it haunts them.
Jim, could you imagine that scene? I mean, I've never seen that. I can only imagine what it must be like for a young woman to look in the toilet bowl and see her aborted fetus right there in the toilet bowl.
It's horrendous. It's horrific. It's terrifying. Quite frankly,
you can't unsee that. You can't unsee that, Jim.
No, you can't. No, it's seared on her brain forever, and she's going to have to deal with that. But only Christ can help her through that.
And Amen.
That's the good news.
Amen. And that's the big takeaway I want you to know. is that we serve a God who's forgiving. And the reason we know, because he forgave us. He forgave us first. And so we know from experience that there is a loving God in heaven that is willing to forgive all. But we need to give it to you straight.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide Radio broadcasts and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. The president and CEO of Compass Care, the Reverend Jim Harden, continues with us. Jim, you can let me know on your thought on this. You and I haven't talked about this, but I think that the whole issue of abortion has just become so politically motivated that it has become about holding on to power and control. And the women are being told out there, oh, well, you know, it's your body, you know, it's your right, you know, to, in essence, your body, your right to murder your child. I mean, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says that, but this is their mantra. Well, you know, I think the Republican Party, or any pro-lifer for that matter, you know, makes a mistake in trying to, you know, pick up this issue in terms of trying to debate it with them, saying, hey, look, you know what? It is your body, you know, and it is your choice. And that is between you and your doctor and the father, your husband, you know, to come up with that. And hopefully you choose life, because our God says clearly there's all kinds of benefit and results when you choose life. If you choose death, no bueno. But, you know, we'll tell you that up front. If you think not, maybe do some research and talk to other women who chose death and ask them what they're dealing with today. But to me, you see, I don't, it shouldn't be debated. We shouldn't have it part of the presidential debate or anything. I just say, look, you know, my position is, you know, that's between the woman, her body, her choice, her doctor. Let them decide. And that's it. And if they want to ask, well, you know, because the ugly truth about all this stuff, Jim, is they want to have we the people share in the blood, share in the death of these babies, and have us pay for it. It was never, and they all said from the very beginning, just like Obamacare, you know, your doctor, you know, you always have your same doctor, another big lie from the government, and the other big lie is 1973, no, you know, this will never be taxpayer funded. Well, we know that's a bunch of bull, okay? Mm-hmm. There's enough experience on that. So, you know what? We say, look, we're not participating in it. It's your body. It's your choice. You make the decision, you know, between you and your doctor. You know, meanwhile, hey, we're going to pray for you, and we're going to be there for you. We have care centers that have an answer for you. We've served, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the country. We've saved babies. We've helped women, you know, raise their children, have baby diapers there, counseling, all this. We will come alongside you as we will. And I think the last time you and I talked, you told me, you said, Bill, we have twice as many care centers available for women who choose life as opposed to abortion centers. Is that still the number?
Oh, definitely. At least that. The pregnancy resource centers vastly outnumber abortion clinics. What do abortion clinics do? They do one thing. They do abortion. And if they can't do abortions, they shut down. And yet the pregnancy centers are being attacked. Even in New York State, there's a pregnancy center investigation bill that they're looking to, they've already passed and signed into law to investigate what they call limited service pregnancy centers. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do they mean by limited service pregnancy centers? Well, these are the pregnancy centers that do everything except abortion. So what they mean by limited service pregnancy centers, what they want to do is they want to vilify us, demonize us, and regulate us right out of business. They want to make all public pro-life activity illegal. Okay. They would love nothing more than to see Christian pro-life people in jail. That's what they want. In fact, they are putting us in jail with the FACE Act, the Unequal Enforcement of the FACE Act. And, you know, the fact is women are being basically abused by a culture. They're being objectified, used, impregnated, and then cast aside. They're being beaten and left for dead in the dangerous Jericho road of culture. And Jesus Christ basically said, look, what's the job of a Christian? He makes us, you and I, radically responsible for our neighbor. When we're walking down the dangerous Jericho road of culture and we see a weak and vulnerable person beaten and left for dead, whatever it might be, by their sin, by the sins of others, then our job as followers of Christ is to stop, give them our time, our attention, our resources, our money, whatever it takes to give them their life back, right? Now, Jesus asked the question of this lawyer. He says, now, who's the neighbor of this guy? Was it the ruling elite, the religious elite that passed by on the other side, or was it this good Samaritan who stopped and gave this person his life back? And the lawyer said, well, it was the man who helped the other man. He said, that's right. Now, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Jesus is our good Samaritan. He came down from heaven and died on the cross for us. And he basically demonstrated that there's this, he put a value on human life, and it is invaluable, right? If Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, then he is invaluable. He is the owner of all. And if he died for us and he shed his blood for us, that means that we must do likewise for our fellow man. Mm-hmm. He empowers us to do that. That's what, you know, we're not supposed to take this great salvation we got and then spend it on our pleasures, spend it on our whims.
Right.
No, turn around and leverage it. Our newfound voice before God the Father, our newfound resources, our new understanding of what resources are all about, and leverage them on behalf of those in need, the widow and the orphan of society. And I tell you, we've got a great opportunity right now in America to do just that. And and these politicians
for as long as the door is open for us, Jim, because
as long as the door is open, yeah,
because there will be a time when we're not here. And they're going to be left up to their own devices. And so there is that window of opportunity right now for us. You know, you bring up an interesting point, and I want our audience, and hopefully they caught this, is that if these abortion centers who said that 97% of what they offered was women health care, okay, and because that was, and that abortions was, you know, participated very little in their, you know, in their ability to stay open and that sort of thing, or that was, you know, hardly much of their model, so to speak, which was a big lie. If that was the case, if 90% was about health care, they wouldn't be going out of business.
That's right. Yeah,
right.
Exactly right. Yeah. No doubt about it. And so you've got these politicians that are making abortion, you know, an election issue to get elected on. And that includes Republicans, by the way.
Right.
And the Republicans, of course, are getting it all wrong, most of them.
Jim, what do you think about my proposition that you just step away for it, take it out of the politics, take it out of the political realm, and just say, look, that's between you and your doctor. And there's nothing else that needs to be said other than, you know, I would not take the bait, you know, because the people have made it clear. You know, we don't need to make abortion a corporate sin. It has become a corporate sin, but we need to stop that. And we need to stop it by just saying, look, we're not going to fund abortion in any form or fashion. Okay? But I mean, as far as the politicians are concerned, they need to say, you know, that's not for me to say. I mean, if you can have Merrick Garland come up in front of Congress and say, well, I can't comment on this because it's a pending deal. Well, I can't comment on somebody's pending abortion. Right?
Well, yeah, that's... You know,
I'm just saying, is that a viable argument?
It's definitely a viable argument, though, because here's the thing. Christian people are the Judeo-Christian heritage is the basis for the concept of free will. Okay. Choice. I mean, Adam and Eve had a choice, right?
Right.
And they made a choice, the wrong choice, in Genesis chapter 3. And the rest of the Bible is all about how God goes back to work to redeem mankind from the sin that has now infiltrated and infected mankind through the original sin of Adam and Eve. Choice was at the very heart. And so what the Bible teaches is that good decisions have good consequences.
Exactly.
And bad decisions have negative ones. And our decisions impact not just ourselves, but the people around us negatively.
Right.
And positively, depending on how we do it. So the negative, or the bad decisions that we make tend to take longer to manifest in terms of the ramifications. Like, for example, a woman who has an abortion. It might take her a few years to realize how much damage it has done to her emotionally and physically. But she'll realize it sooner or later.
Yeah. And that's the heartbreaking thing. Because the moment that she realizes that, Jim, even though Jesus is there to forgive her, she's going to live with that for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's right. She will.
And that's the consequence of sin. You know, yes, we can bring it under the blood and thank God for His forgiveness. He forgives us. But, you know, we're only human. And we're going to deal with the pain and the realization that our child is no more. And that's heartbreaking. Reverend Jim Hardin, the President and CEO of Compass Care, has been our guest. Jim, thank you. God bless. Take care.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The Writers Guild of America announced yesterday that it had reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios that would bring an end to the 146-day strike. Now that a deal with the writers has been tentatively agreed upon, the studios can turn their attention toward cutting a deal with the Actors Union to end the Hollywood labor shortage. SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents striking actors, last night congratulated the WGA for reaching a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Unifor, said its members ratified a new agreement with Ford yesterday, which covers more than 5,600 workers. Here in the United States, the United Auto Workers strike against the big three domestic automakers comes at a volatile time in American politics. President Biden announced last week he will be joining the picket line tomorrow and stand with UAW workers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Peter Flaherty joining us. He's back to talk about Robert Menendez and other things of consequence regarding ethics in our government. And if we can ever, you know, clean up the mess that we're in the middle of. He's the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Bill.
So how do we approach this, Peter? I mean, at every turn, America has lost confidence in its institutions. The three-letter agencies are all compromised. It's clear, you know, from emails that have come to the top. And, you know, this is the jarring thing about people who lie is the truth eventually finds them out. And it's starting to come out. And the American people more and more are seeing that their government is corrupt. And it's not something by accident. This appears to be at every term because it seems so methodical and consistent that it's by design, not by accident. What do you say?
Well, the case involving Menendez, I think, is very easy for the public to grasp. You have a jacket with Bob Menendez's name on it and stacks of $100 bills found inside the pockets. You have gold bars. You have a Mercedes-Benz, and it's quite clear the relationship between Menendez and his benefactors. Mm-hmm. Many other public corruption cases are more, harder to understand. It's a wink and a nod, but this case is so straightforward, it's unbelievable. But that's not to say that the FBI and the Department of Justice have suddenly decided to do their jobs and suddenly decided to apply the law equally. The Department of Justice has been investigating Bob Menendez on and off for over 10 years. The initial mm-hmm. investigation started under Barack Obama when Eric Holder was AG. And mm-hmm. there were people within the Obama administration who had it in for Menendez because he was anti-Castro and because he opposed the Iran arms deal. That prosecution ended in a mistrial in 2017, and Menendez walked. I believe that Menendez should have resigned in 2017, but here we are 6 years later, and he's still refusing to resign.
Exactly.
In fact, he's going to announce for re-election today.
Right.
It's not a surprise to me. He's incorrigible. He's a survivor. The charges that we face presently are no more serious than the charges he was faced with in 2017.
Exactly. Well, as Dinesh D'Souza says, the things about cons that is consistent is that they never give up the con. They hold on to the con. And so
what's fascinating is this bribery scheme that we're looking at now began right after he was he was not retried by the Justice Department after a mistrial and hung jury in 2017. So he didn't learn a thing. In fact, his co-defendant later went to prison. That's Dr. Salomon Melgen, his largest campaign contributor. He was a co-defendant with Menendez in the 2017 trial, but he was later convicted of Medicare fraud and sentenced to prison for 17 years. Now, his sentence was commuted by President Trump in one of Trump's last days in office, and I believe it was part of a deal involving the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. I believe that the biggest mystery of the 2017 trial is not only why the Justice Department did not seek to retry Menendez, but also why they never flipped Melgen against Menendez. And it's quite clear to me what happened. The Melgen was told, you serve a couple years in jail and then we'll get you out. And that's exactly what happened. Jared Kushner, who's a longtime donor to Menendez and longtime donor to New Jersey Democrats, arranged for President Trump to commute Melgen's sentence in 2017. A really rotten deal.
So that's how the dots are connected, because people are trying to figure out, okay, how is Jared Kushner, connected in all this? And I don't know why and how I missed this, Peter, that Kushner was a donor to Menendez's campaign and to Democrats in New Jersey.
Yeah, and not only that, Menendez was represented in 2017 by an attorney named Abby Lowell, who's presently representing Hunter Biden. And Mr. Lowell was also Jared Kushner's longtime attorney. And so I know exactly what happened. And it's unbelievable how Menendez has survived all these years.
Yeah. Well, you've got to understand what power does and how well protected and isolated, and how they circle the wagons to allow themselves to get away with this stuff. I mean, time and time again. I mean, look at all the stuff that we're realizing about Joe Biden, and a lot of this isn't a big surprise. It's stuff that we've known about. You know, the Clintons. I mean, go right on down the list. You know, the corruption that has gone on that they've been able to get away with. I mean, the destruction of evidence. How do you destroy evidence and walk away without any consequence whatsoever?
Good question. I think in the Menendez case and in the Joe Biden case, you have the added dimension of foreign governments being involved. It used to be a crime. It used to be downright disgusting to sell out one's country. But here in the case of Menendez, we have money coming from Egyptian interests. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Hunter Biden, who shared bank accounts with his father, you have all this money from Ukraine and China. So I think the founding fathers I'm sure they're rolling over in their graves now to see how far we've evolved.
Do term limits, solve part of this problem, Peter?
I think they help. Of course, the Supreme Court has ruled that term limits at the federal level for Congress are unconstitutional. but maybe that can be revisited at a future time. Mm-hmm. I hope it will. But I think that what we're seeing is sort of the plague of professional politicians. I said that Menendez has been investigated by the feds for on and off for over 10 years. Well, it's actually longer than that because he was accused of improprieties when he was mayor, even before he was in Congress and in the Senate. So you have somebody who's made a career basically of corruption, but he's now 69 years old and he's never been made to pay the price.
Right, exactly. Well, you see, and what is the surprise here? I mean, if you want to know what people are going to do, look what they've done. You know, liars lie. I mean, even Blumenthal, of all people, you know, who was caught in a lie, and he came up with a statement, which is interesting because I always think it's quite fascinating when you listen to people because they self-indict. And Blumenthal self-indicted when he made the statement that, you know, falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So, you know, whatever, it can be false. You lie in one thing, everything's a lie. And so this comes from the man who lied, you know, about his service to our country. So, but, you know, the people keep reelecting him. And the people need to wake up and take charge of their vote to such a degree to make sure that they're being properly represented instead of having to put up with the shenanigans that we have to put up with right now. Just sidebar, you know, the Senate dealing with some sort of, you know, dress code and decorum. And I still think, Peter, I thought maybe out of revolt, you know, the Republicans might all show up in, you know, shorts and a hoodie just for fun.
Yo, or top hats and morning suits.
Exactly. I mean, this is so absurd. I mean, you're letting somebody, and I said this last week, he's a slob. I mean, he is denigrating the Senate and everything and how people, not only who are in the state of Pennsylvania, but the rest of the country, not to mention the world, who look at this and the rest of the leaders around the world are just scratching their heads going, you got to be kidding me. This is absurd.
Well, I'm concerned about that, but I'm more concerned about Bob Menendez's ward.
Well, we'll bring that back when we come back.
Orsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. Insomnia, or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, impacts the nights and days of more than 25 million U.S. adults. People who struggle to sleep know firsthand the toll that insomnia can take over time. QVIVIC, daridorexant, 25 milligram and 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Olympic skier and QVIVIC 50 milligram user Lindsay Vaughn shares her experience.
There are certain things in life you have to take seriously, and insomnia is one of them. Deciding to take action and speak with my doctor about treatment for my insomnia was a turning point for me after dealing with trouble falling asleep and staying asleep for over 10 years. It used to be an almost nightly occurrence that I would wake up and have trouble getting back to sleep. Now that I'm taking once nightly QVIVIC, I'm getting more sleep. Honestly, I wish I'd found something that worked for me earlier, since my insomnia was causing me to miss out on so much. But I'm happy I spoke with my doctor and found a medication that works for me in QVIVIC. This is just my experience, so if you're experiencing sleep problems, ask your doctor if QVIVIC is right for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We're talking with Peter Flaherty. Peter is the chairman of the National Legal and Policy Center, talking about Senator Robert Menendez is indicted on corruption charges. And this time, as Peter outlined and explained, Jared Kushner can't save him. So what is he going to do, Peter? I mean, he's rather defiant, even though he's been told, hey, maybe it's better for everybody that you resign. Supposedly he's going to announce his next run for another term of office as a senator, right?
That's right. Well, I'm hopeful that he'll be convicted and he will go to jail. And you can't serve in the U.S. Senate while you're in a federal penitentiary. I think that that is the ultimate result of this and the most appropriate result.
Is there going to be enough opposition during this campaign to where, he's not going to jail. You know, he's not one who's been reelected and going to jail.
Well, I do hope the good citizens of New Jersey will vote him out of office. That's the power they have. Mm-hmm. They did reelect him after the last set of allegations. So maybe they will do better this time.
Peter, again, what makes it all so suspicious is the Democrats have become experts in manipulating the vote, getting the vote, and I mean they've done a great job, and this is how they've been able to get people like Senator Menendez reelected, to get the likes of John Fetterman with all his problems elected into office. And there's probably so many other stories along the same line where there's people that you would question their ethics and credibility who are serving in our government because of the way, the Democratic Party, you got to give them credit for how they're able to go and get the vote out.
Well, let's look at the Bob Menendez case.
Okay.
His biggest campaign contributor was a doctor, an eye doctor named Salomon Melgen. Melgen, one year, was the largest Medicare vendor in the country. He was later convicted of Medicare fraud. He would perform unnecessary operations on people. He would bill Medicare and Medicaid for eye operations on people that were already blind. The worst abuse was that he'd get these doses of this liquid that's injected into the eye. He would cut one dose four ways and then bill Medicare four times for the same dose.
For the same dose, wow.
The patients. Yeah, and of course the patients were being shortchanged. So Melgen poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into Menendez's reelection campaigns. One particular gift was in the amount of $600,000, which went to a super PAC supporting Menendez. So you can see the corrupt relationships here. The taxpayers were being fleeced through Medicare fraud. Salomon Melgen was using the money to support Bob Menendez's political career. And then when Melgen became a subject of scrutiny by federal officials, Menendez sought to interfere and stop the criminal investigation of Menendez. In fact, Menendez...
You mean to stop the investigation of Melgen?
Absolutely.
Menendez.
Melgen.
Yes, right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And Menendez even arranged a meeting with the HHS secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, at the time, and even had a House or a Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, attend. So that's the level of firepower he brought to protect Melgen. And notwithstanding all that, Melgen still went to prison. But It just shows you the thorough and total corruption of the electoral process in New Jersey.
Well, it just seems to be, you know, throughout our government, and I get it, some people will say, well, it happens on both sides. But this model sounds eerily familiar with what we're hearing about, you know, today with Joe Biden in Ukraine and China and the Clintons and, go down the list. It's John Kerry, you know, this quid pro quo that goes on and that, you know, supposedly, you know, the ethics committee, you know, for Congress, you know, says, oh, you know, that they should be doing a better job. There shouldn't be insider trading. But meanwhile, you know, they took a pause for a short period of time, but then Nancy Pelosi came back and, you know, everything's, you know, back according to Hoyle, and insider trading is still taking place. They just find a different way to kind of, you know, rename it, just like, you know, Dr. Fauci found a way to rename gain of function instead of biological warfare. We're just going to call it gain of function and look at it that way, right? We have a command of the language in such a way that, you know, changes the rules and the laws, or changes the rules in such a way that it skirts the law until a new law is taken, you know, has been able to be enacted to stop, you know, this problem, this infraction of basically the law, but it becomes an ethics issue, which I know for you, this is something that you're very serious about.
Yes, and the House and Senate ethics committees are absolutely worthless. They might as well be renamed the incumbent protection committees. Mm-hmm. In the case of Menendez, following the 2017 trial, the Senate ethics committee did investigate and act, and they reprimanded Menendez, but they did not take the only appropriate measure, which would have been to recommend expulsion. I can't think of a clearer failure of the Senate ethics committee. It was almost a joke that they'd reprimand Menendez but not recommend his expulsion.
Now, early on, you said that here they find a jacket, there's gold bars, there's, you know, all this, you know, incriminating evidence. So we have that. Where do we have the other part that, I guess we got the pro quo, but where's the quid, with Egypt?
Menendez sought to thwart criminal investigation of his benefactors here, and that's what they were getting. Mm-hmm. In return for the gifts to Menendez. They also were getting certain commercial relationships protected. There is a company owned by one of the co-defendants who is in the halal beef business, and he ended up with a monopoly on it, and other competitors tried to enter the market, but Menendez took various measures to make sure they were unsuccessful. So there was clearly something in it for both sides. The Supreme Court in 2016 had a case called McDonald, which basically legalized bribery. I thought it was wrongly decided. I thought that The juries are capable of evaluating the facts and sorting out bribery from just constituent service. But the Supreme Court ruled in that case is that you just can't have a bunch of fishy circumstances. Setting up a meeting or making a phone call is not necessarily evidence of bribery. You have to have an actual quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, in this case, it looks like the feds either have it or are very close to it.
It seems, Peter, in light of what's going on here, you know, with the Biden brand and that deal, again, this quid pro quo model seems to be something that elected officials are very comfortable in handling for their own self-interest. Do you have a sense that maybe the dominoes are starting to fall, that, you know, Menendez, even though, yes, okay, it's been going on for 10 years, and Menendez may be, you know, the sacrificial lamb in this situation, or could this be the start of something big to where this really opens up Pandora's box?
Well, I don't know about that, Bill.
Am I being delusional and overly hopeful that that would be the case?
But I will say this. Successful crooks conduct their business with a wink and a nod. Mm. And it looks like in this case it was much more than that. They have texts, for instance, that clearly indicate what was going on. In the case of Joe Biden, I think there's a body of evidence that's yet to be revealed. Supposedly, there are phone calls that were recorded in Ukraine between Joe Biden and members of the Ukrainian government. Now,
exactly.
None of us have heard them yet. I am hopeful that we will get to hear them during the impeachment inquiry. I don't know to what extent officials in Ukraine are going to cooperate with this. After all, they're highly dependent on Joe Biden for hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid. So we'll just have to see. But it could be that Joe Biden suffers from the Bob Menendez disease in that he was much too explicit. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could only hope, because if we're going to get this country back on track, Peter, we've got to get to the point to where we're dealing with the whole truth and nothing but. And it's going to be hard-pressed, because for decades we've been lied to. People have been able to get away with this kind of stuff. And it's pathetic that these are elected officials. And, you know, and I said early on, even with Joe Biden, when they were talking about, you know, $20 million or $10 million, I said, you got to be kidding me. Nobody's going to sell their soul for $10 million at this level. I think you're, before the dust settles on this deal, there's going to be multiple millions of dollars involved here, because, you know, that's what thieves do. There's never enough. You know, it's insatiable. It's what Pat Riley used to call the disease of more. Well, Peter Flaherty, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Peter's the chairman of the National Legal Policy Center.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...